child support agency. You never really loved me. You never really loved my kid. All you really care about is the money. I told you once and I tell you again. I love my kid, but don't make him a brand. Don't extort me and call me a friend. I paid last month and I do it again. You gotta walk in my shoes. I gotta tell you the truth. You never cared about us. You just wanna get the money and live us a mess.
What you're about to hear is a St. Petersburg, Florida police officer that has made child support related arrests. This has been in 2022 and was completely random.
Are you a St. Petersburg police officer?
Sure.
That's cool.
Yes. Good job.
You ever arrested anybody that had a child support warrant before?
I have.
Really? What do you mean you're not a big fan of them?
Because that was like specifically written into the Constitution to go debtor's prison.
Right.
So you shouldn't be sending someone to jail over money.
I was just thinking about this today. If you're facing a child support problem right now, I know it's horrible, but the best thing you can do, because the child support agency shows no mercy to anybody, the best thing that you can do is borrow, do whatever you have to do to get that paid this month, and then start a procedure in court immediately. Always pay child support on time, because they will freak out on you if you don't. And they will get paid big time from the federal government. So if you don't like child support, pay your child support on time every time. Also, the very first thing that should be done when you hear that somebody is pregnant, or if you're a female, if you think that you're pregnant, or if you know that you're pregnant, the very first thing that you could do as soon as possible is get a DNA test or a paternity test as soon as possible. Also, in either situation, if you're facing a child support problem right now, or you know you think that you're pregnant, or somebody told you that they're pregnant, or whatever, get a duplex scanner and scan everything in from child support. So like every time you get a notice in the mail, scan it. And it should say on that piece of paper the date and also the title. You want to label that actual document, whatever the title is, whatever they call it, a child support, name it that. Because like, you know, you may not ever need it again, but then again, you may need it again, and you want to be able to put your hand on it immediately. As soon as they ask for it, you want to show it to them. It could mean the difference between getting a refund or not getting a refund, or having to pay a certain amount, not having to pay a certain amount, or it could make the difference, you know, that a judge makes in court. It can make a lot of difference. It might make no difference. You might never need it, but either way, everything that you get from child support. See, me personally, like, I just scan everything in. I initially got my scanner because of the child support agency, you know, to scan everything that they sent me. But now I use it for everything important as my file cabinet. So I scan a document, and this is what I do. I scan in, I name it whatever the title is, and I have a local copy, and then I also send it up to the cloud. Now, Google or Gmail, whatever, they're the same thing. When you create a Gmail address, Google gives you 15 gigabytes of space for free. So that means that, you know, you can put a lot of documents up there with 15 gigabytes. I don't even know. The scanner I have is a Xerox. I'll post it when I get a show notes page going. I have the domain. I have everything I need. I just got to get to it. I have bigger fish to fry right now. But anyway, so the main thing is that you want to get a DNA test as soon as humanly possible. I remember, like, my son, I think he was about eight years old when I got his DNA test, when I finally figured out, you know, I need to get that done. And I just went into a Walgreens and grabbed the test. It was like $30 or something. I swabbed my mouth. I had him swab his mouth. I told him it was for work or something. He believed me. He swabbed his mouth. And then I sent it to the lab, and that was, I think, like about $80 lab fee. I just put a money order in there with the order form, You know, I just followed the directions completely. And then I got the DNA test back that said that, you know, he was, in fact, my son. I knew he was my son. He looked just like I did. He had, you know, he did things that I did when I was a kid. He looked like I did when I was a kid. You know, he looked similar to me, but I got a DNA test anyway. No matter what, if that kid is your twin, if that kid does everything that you do, if you're absolutely sure that that is your kid, still get a DNA test. Either the mother or the father, get a DNA test as soon as possible. It can make a huge difference, and it's always better to know than to assume or to presume or whatever. Oh, and, you know, I've been doing some thinking lately. I think, I don't know, it was like podcast 4 or, I don't know, maybe 3, I don't even know. But I was thinking about, you know, that I despised the lawyer that I had. It was a female. And I was thinking about that. And that lawyer did exactly what I wanted her to do. And that, I mean, it was expensive. It was like, you know, I think it cost me $4,500 and then probably another $1,000 for the paralegal. I don't even know. But I got my child support reduced from $798.22 a month down to $300, which I wanted. And also, that created a credit for me. And that lawyer sent that information in to the child support agency. And the child support agency recognized it as a credit. I needed a credit back. And I ended up, I mean, I didn't get money back from the child support agency. That is like, I mean, I have before when they wrongfully swept my tax return. But, I mean, that took several months. But what happened was, because I had that from the clerk's office, I had that piece of paper showing a credit from the clerk's office, I was able to bring that into court. I mean, it was like, I don't know, maybe a year or 2 years later. I mean, they owed me a credit for a long time. I had this paperwork for a long time. And I brought it into court. And the mother of my child had, I would think that she had a money problem. But I don't actually know what the problem was. I don't really care. But this is what happened. She went from using Stephen Galeros to using another attorney. And when she did that, this new attorney that she had, he looked at the piece of paper and it showed a credit. Now, the judge asked him what he thought, and he said it's a credit. He, you know, I was prepared for him to say it wasn't a credit, it was a mistake. I was prepared for a lot of things. But her prior lawyer, Stephen Galeros, he would have never let that ride. He would have said, I think that's a mistake, or, you know, or whatever. And whatever the other side says, the judge usually goes with. The judge hates. The judges despise pro se litigants. They hate us because they think, you know, if you're a pro se litigant, there's the extra work they have to, you know, tell the parent, and, you know, the paperwork doesn't get submitted right, blah, blah, blah. So the judges automatically dislike pro se litigants, and they like lawyers because lawyers have been doing this for a long time. Lawyers always get the paperwork right, blah, blah, blah. So judges tend to rule for the people that have attorneys. They just like them more. It's just the way that it works. I don't know. I don't know why. It shouldn't work like that, but it does. So if you're facing a child support problem right now, the best thing for you to do is borrow that money if you have to, or whatever you have to do to get that money. Child support doesn't care. If the child support agency, they will tell you that they do care, but they really don't. If you shoot somebody in the head and take their money and then give it to child support will tell you that they care about that, but they really don't. All child support really cares about is that you give them that you give the other parent the money through the distribution unit. The reason why they care, and the only reason why they care about the money, is because if for any reason you shorted the child support agency or whatever, they're going to send you a letter, and they get paid for all those enforcement actions. So, like, for suspending your driver's license. They get paid for that. For sending you a letter, they get paid for that. If they send you a letter saying, oh, we're going to suspend your license in a couple weeks, they get paid for that. Everything that child support enforces, they get paid from the federal government for. So if you're in America and you're in a state in America, any state, if you, pay a little bit less or whatever, and anytime you get a letter, it doesn't matter if the letter is true or not. The reason why you're getting that letter is because it's an enforcement action and the child support agency in your state is getting paid from the federal government child support agency. I just listened to that last recording and there's a couple things in there I wanted to say. Like, when I was in court that time and the other lawyer said, yeah, that is credit. From that moment on, that is the reason why my child support was reduced, because he said it was a credit. Now, if it was another lawyer that, that said that it was not a credit, it was a mistake, then we would have had to probably go to another hearing and then another hearing. So the fact that that guy said it was a credit, because it had parentheses around it, so it was obviously a credit, but I mean, and that's what he saw. So because he said that, that's the reason why my child support was lowered. It was already at 300 and they didn't issue me a check for the money that they owed me, the child support agency. What they did was, this was the judge at the time, right? I didn't know, but the judge had changed. I was hoping that the judge would change, and the judge finally did change. But this judge was a female, and she was way worse than the prior judge even. I was like, dang. But what she did was, is like $3,000, it was like, I wanted to not pay child support at all for like 10 months. But instead of that, the judge came up with the bright idea of making my payments $150 a month instead of $300 for 20 months. So what that did really was, I was like, whatever. But that drug it out a lot longer than it was supposed to be. But whatever. And in that hearing, when my child support got dropped down to $150 a month to repay me for the credit, what happened was, I could not believe this. Judges like think that pro se litigants are so bad with paperwork that the judge at that time asked her attorney to complete the judgment. I was like, wow. So instead of me writing up the judgment for myself and submitting it, the other attorney had to do that. Now, what do you think the other attorney billed for that? The other attorney billed my son's mother. I was flabbergasted when I heard that. I could not believe it. I mean, it was awesome that they even recognized my credit, because like after 2 years, I was sending certified return receipt mail to the Florida Department of Revenue Child Support Program and to the federal. I'm talking return receipt mail, U.S. mail to them. I was sending, and they would get it. I would get the thing back that they would stamp it. It was obvious that they received it, but they ignored it and ignored it. I put, even with plain English writing, as plain as I could make it, without any legalese in it whatsoever, and they just ignored it and ignored it and ignored it. I had to have it. I had to go to court in Hillsborough County and actually have a hearing on it. And then when I submitted that judgment to child support, that's when they decided to give me my money back. But nothing. I want to talk for a second about the credit that I had. The credit that I had, the reason why it was created, people don't understand this. If you facing a child support problem right now, do whatever you got to do to pay it and then start the procedure right now. So what happened, because the courts and the child support agency take forever to do everything, so I looked on YouTube and I saw that they were like, you know, a lot of people were saying, start your process right now. So I did. Like, the next day I started the process. And like a year later, when I went to private mediation, I sat down at private mediation, and the very first thing I said was like, we're not going to get anything done here today. Private mediation is way, way better. Another thing I didn't know about mediation was that usually when people mediate, nothing happens if the people are sitting across from each other, because, like, you know, like, there's so many personal issues that go through your mind instead of what you're actually there for. So when there are two people meeting and they're in the same room, usually things, their parents, they usually things don't get resolved that way. Anyway, I was in private mediation and I sat down and I was like, I don't want to do anything unless it's retroactive to the date that I started this petition. And that date was a year before. So I had been paying $798.22 every month since 1 year passed by. So when they reduced it down to 300, they reduced it retroactively, and that's what created that credit. It created a lot of good things at that time. And, you know, like, I really don't care for the lawyer that I had. I think that the main problem that I had with her was the fact that I even had to hire a lawyer. So, like, going into it, I was already upset about it. So, like, it doesn't matter what lawyer they say when you give a lawyer money, retain any lawyer that I retained. I didn't want to retain a lawyer, but any lawyer that I did retain, you know, I was already feeling bad about it. So that's probably what happened. But she did a lot of really good things, and she did exactly what I wanted, and then some. Like, you know, she got the clerk to, you know, admit that there was a credit and then put it on a piece of paper. And that's huge. People don't understand, like, if, for example, like, you know, like, I knew my son was my son. I know that he's mine. He's biologically connected to me. I know that. But the thing is, when you get a DNA test, it documents that from an authority on a piece of paper, and the court system and the child support agency need to see that crap. They need to see it on paper. It's not enough for you to just, you know, pay every month or pay all the time for your kid or kids, and then it's just not enough for them, you know, for you to admit that. They need to see that kind of on paper. This whole game is this whole child support game is completely in the court system game. It's completely a paperwork game. If you have better paperwork than them, or if you can show that you have better paperwork than them, that is a good thing. I want to talk real quick about attorneys. They have a tendency to be very, very slick, and they're very, very expensive all the time. They will take your money with the quickness. Now, win or lose is a totally different story. That does not really have anything to do with the money that you give to your attorney. But the cool thing about it, what happens with attorneys, you have to know this. Attorneys get together and talk to each other. They talk on the phone, they email each other, they shake hands, they do stuff. And at the position that I was in, I absolutely needed an attorney, because the mother of my child had an attorney and had a really good attorney. And at that point, you know, I can be a pro se litigant all I want, but at the end of the day, what I really wanted at that time, I was paying $798.22 a month. What I really wanted at that time was to get my child support as close to zero as possible, lowered as much as possible. And in order to do that, because she was just so retarded, she had an attorney, I had to also get an attorney, because they needed to do that, you know, that mingling thing where they shake hands, you know, I'm on the bar, you're on the bar, I went to such and such school, you went to such and such school, blah, blah, blah. And I had to get that done. I had to do it. It was expensive, but it was just something that I had to do. I want to know why you guys are saying that I owe you anything.
Child support agency, you never really loved me. You never really loved my kid. All you really care about is the money. I told you once and I tell you again. I love my kid, but don't make him a brand. Don't extort me and call me a friend. I paid last month and I do it again. You gotta walk in my shoes. I gotta tell you the truth. You never cared about us. You just wanna get the money and live us a mess.
And I got, see, this is so funny that you guys say this. I pay every month. I paid that on June 25th. I'm pretty sure that's June 25th. It says that I made that payment.
Right. It hit our system June 27th.
Oh, okay. So you do see that I paid for July.
Well,
that was the July payment. That was supposed to be paid July 1st, but I pay it June 25th. I pay it 6 days early just so you guys don't freak out about that.